Let us just start from the top of that Pei Beis Amud Beis. We had heard a kasha and Rav Asi. Rav Asi had said a kotlan ben sheish yaitse be'erev imoy that it is not the kotlan is like kigufa aim, and the erev that the aim makes helps for the kotlan. So the Gemara had asked a kasha. We had learned in the Baraisa that kotn shetzorich leimoy yoytze be'erev imoy v'she'ein tzorich leimoy ein yoytze be'erev imoy, that he can only be yoytze be'erev imoy if it's tzorich leimoy. If ein tzorich leimoy, so it's not like kegufa aim, ein yoytze be'erev imoy. And we learned later a memra of Reish Lakish and the way Rabbi Yanai, that the shir of ein tzorich le'imoy is kvar arbe kvar chomesh. So memele, so when he's already a ben sheish, he's ein tzorich le'imoy, so how could he be yoytze be'erev imoy? Omar Rav Yeshua bereide Rav Idi, ki koma Rav Asi ki goin she'irev olav oviv le'tzofen. So Rav Yeshua bereide Rav Idi now is saying a nupshat na Rav Asi. Rav Asi does not mean to say that a cotton automatically is yoytze be'erev im, it doesn't need a new erev. No, it is speaking about something else in Gansen. Ki kama ravasi gen she'irev olav oviv le'tzofen ve'imei le'dor. Afilu bar sheish nami betzavse de'imo nechele. The shayla is, with which erev is he nigrar, so since he's nich, even though he's ain't tzoch le'imoi, but since he's nigra more acharima, he's a memele, he goes out with his eret. Meisvei, so the Gemara asks Akasha and Rabbi Yeshua Bereid Ravidi. We learned cotton shetzorich le'imoi, yoitzei be'erev imoi ad ben sheish. So it says klo, that a cotton shetzorich le'imoi is yoitzei be'erev imoi ad ben sheish, that's called tzorich le'imoi. Is yaitzi be'erev imoy ad ben sheish. Tiyufte, Rav Yeshua ba'ravidi, tiyufte. Let us see Rashi. Omar Rav Yeshua ba'adai kidekamre. Ben hey, eine yaitzi ad she ya'arvu olo. A ben hey, you have to be ma'arev for him. You have to be mezakehim. Rabasi nami, you have to have a special eire for him. Mazen shtei sudis for the cotton. Rabasi nami b'she'ir v'imei olav kam. Rabasi is also speaking about that his mother made an erev him. Kamash malon dim erev olav oviv luach acheres boch imeish basar imeish adin alay. Meisvei ad ben sheish. Zot rashim v'hocha lekelameime b'she'ir v'olav olav zelakan v'zelakan. The Baraisa, you can't say also that Yaitse Be'erevime means that the mother made a special Erev and the father made a special Erev and he goes Be'erevime. The Ad Ktoni. Because it says in the Baraisa that Ad Ben Sheish, till Ben Sheish is Yaitse Be'erevime. The Mashme Ben Shone U Ben Shtayim V'Sholosh Ad Ben Sheish Yaitse Be'erevime. So Memele, so comes out that Ben Shone in Ben Sheish have the same aloch. Chiheche de Ben Shona u Ben Shtayim b'loi zikei erev kom, you don't have to be mezake an erev for him. Ben Dalet u Ben Heinami b'loi irvu olav koma. So also it is speaking about that they were not ma'arev. Chinami amrinen ad v'loi ad b'chlal havet yufti de Rabbi Yeshua, the Torah de Ben Hei tzorich lezakis loy. According to Rabbi Yeshua already, Ben Hey, you have to be Mezake. And though by Storchis, if you don't say Ad V'Ad V'Klal, Ad Ben Sheish, it's like Ben Shana. So by Storchis is Yoitze Be'erev Imoy, without being Mezake for him. It doesn't need a new Erev. So that's Klal, not like Rabbi Yeshua Berei the Rabbi. So tiyufte the Rabbi Yeshua bar Rabbi di tiyufte. In fact, the Gemara leimet have a tiyufte the Rabasi. It's a tiyufte the Rabasi. Also here it says ad ben sheish. The Gemara having learned ad v'lei ad bechlal leimet tiyufte the Rabasi. Amalcho Rabasi ad v'ad bechlal leimet have a tiyufte the Rabbi Yanai the Reish Lakish. Here it says klor, that it's called a tzorech le'imoy. The Baraisa says, Kotten shetzorech le'imoy yoytze be'erev imoy ad ben sheish. Al kaponim ad ben sheish is called a tzorech le'imoy. And they said he becomes ein tzorech le'imoy from ben dalet or ben hey. So the Gemara says, Loikosh, ho de isa vui b'mosa, if his father is in the shtot, then he doesn't need the mother so much. He's not dependent on the mother. So then the ein tzorech le'imoy starts in the earlier age. Ben dalet ben hey. But here it is speaking about that the father is not in the shtot. If the father is not in the shtot, so then he's more dependent on the mother till a later age. Agav Ulche, the Trumas Hadeshin is Ma'ira, Taisus at Esta Kasha, and the memra of Rav Asi. Rav Asi said that a cotton ben sheish yoytze be'erev imoy. So Tosis asked the kasha, afal gav de me'arven elo le dvar mitzvah. So Tosis wanted to know what is the dvar mitzvah over here. So Tosis says the second teretz, inami be'kotten nami ike mitzvah lechanchoy. It's a mitzvah lechanchoy. So the Tumas Hadeshin brings a raya from this Taisvis, that there's a chiyuv chinuch on the aim. We're speaking about over here, Rav Asi is speaking about the way the Gemara wants to fa'emfer, Rav Yani and Reish Lakish. So Rav Asi is speaking about that lesser la'oviv b'mosel. So the father is not here. So in the afal pikein we say that there's the reason you can make the Erev helps for the cotton also because it's a mitzvah lechanchoy. So we see from Taisvis and other places holds there's no mitzvah on the aim to be mechanach. Taisvis Yeshanim and Yume, but akaponim from this Taisvis, all tapas eisgevizen, there is a mitzvah lechanchoy. I just thought, that what Taisvis says, there's a mitzvah lechanchoy, could be Taisvis is saying, it's a gewaldike chiddush. Don't have to hear the lashon of the Taisus HaRosh. The Taisus HaRosh says a vote that, it's a mitzvah, whenever you're going to do a mitzvah, you should take along the children, mitzvah lechanchoy. It could be that here it's saying a chiddush. There is a goyin in the Megillah. The goyin in the Megillah says, on the Bezichom la Yosef Mizarom, And so the goyin, it says pshat and posik like this, that the mitzvahs mishte is on the gedolim, and the mitzvahs mikra megillah is on the ketanim also. Bezicham la Yosef mizarim. The mitzvahs chire is on the children, but the mitzvahs mishte is only on the gedolim. So Rav Sternbuch says in a note, because by ktanim pasnish kemitzvahs mishte, the mishte which there's a mitzvah on Purim, that ktanim are not mekayim that mitzvah, they end up being silly or something else. So mitzvahs mishte bechlal, there's no kiyum by them. The mikra megillah, that's already, the zechira, this passed by ktanim also. But mishte, there's no din on ktanim till they become gdolim. That's how the goyin learns pshat the posik. So that's the mishteita gewaldike chiddush. Here we're saying we're ma'arvin ledvar mitzvah leilech lebeis ha'evil or lebeis ha'mishte. It could be we're speaking about a cotton ben sheish. A cotton ben sheish could be in the inyan of mishte beis ha'mishte or beis ha'evil. The cotton betzem of nishkei mokim doten. The inyan of beis ha'evil is mistame. Rashi in Shabbos Vaisos, you have to be mitzayer together with the oval. That gufa is the tanchumim mistame, that you're noisei b'olam chaveiroi. And the mitzvah's mishta is also a mitzvah of mishta which l'chayre pasnish by ktanim. That's mitzvah saying a chiddush, that even in beis ha'evil or beis ha'mishta, there's also a mitzvah l'chanchay to take him along Al-Kaponim to witness the Al-Kaponim, the Pu'ulis which are done in a Beis HaMishteh and a Beis HaEvil, even though Lemaise, he's still Mufka from these Inyonim. Let us see Taisvis. Ad Va'ad Bechlal. So Rav Asi said that, that what it says in the Baraisa, that Yom Arif till Sheish, Yetze Be'erev Imay till Sheish, that's Ad Va'ad Bechlal. Le'boy Le'shnuye, Ho De'isa La'avua Be'mosa, Kedemishani Be'samuch. Let him say such a teretz. Let Rav Asi say as follows. That when the father is be'ir, so then it's ad ben sheish. That means 5 years then he's a tzorch le'imoy only to la ben chomish ad v'loy ad b'chlal. And that what Rav Asi says, that a ben sheish is also yoytze be'irabim, that's speaking about the father is not around. Im kein, aber pligi, der Rabbi Yanni v'reshlokish ad Rav Asi. So come on, they gave a shira for, so comes at the chaylik Rav Asi, vilchas the Rav Asi, the maisel ha-shas, v'soy perik afalpi. So therefore the Gemara did not want to say this term. Ho di isa lavue b'mosa. Rabbi Yeshua b'rei de Rabidi, ave motzi l'shnuye hochi, d'alei mavlik b'in isa l'lesom, v'dipsham yoche b'chein perish p'kunteris. Yeah, Rabbi Yeshua b'rei de Ravidi, he could have said this teretz. That's what he avoided this teretz. Vices bechlal, he doesn't hold that is yoytze be'erev imoy be'lesa avua b'mosa. Zok the Gemara b'ayta. Tana rabonim ma'ariv odom al yedei b'noi ubitoi haktanim. A person al yedei means b'shvil. A person could be ma'ariv for b'noi ubitoi haktanim. Al yedei avdoi v'shivchosoi haknanim. Bein ledaiton, bein shaloi ledaiton. Even though we learned that eruvi tchumim has to be ledas, that's tafke by a godl. By a cotton b'noi ubitoi haktanim, so there the halach is, he could be ma'ariv shaloi ledaiton. The Taisus HaRosh explains why is he ma'ariv for a cotton shaloi ledaiton. So the Taisus HaRosh says, v'taima diktanim, mishum demechanchon b'mitzvitz, es is a zachiyev chinach and the father to be mechanach, ve'ein ma'arvin elo ledvar mitzvah. So since the whole din erev is only ledvar mitzvah, so memele, so if he wants that the cotton should go to the Beis HaMishto, to the Beis HaEvil, so memele, als his chiyev chinach, he's able to control the tchumim of the cotton. That means because it's the chinach mitzvah is mutal on him, so Mamela the Torah, the Chazal gave him this bailes to be magbul, which are the tchumim of the cotton. The Chazain Ish wants to say that in this halacha we talk b'noi u'bitay haktanim, we're talking about that more than ben sheish. So here, be'etzem, you need a bazundere eire for each one. You need a bazundere be'isudis for each one. But he wants to be mitzadid, that you don't have to be mezakit for them. Kiven de ma'arev bal kolchom, since you don't need their rots, and mikri ihu ma'arev, or ma'arev mishaloi. It doesn't have to belong to them. You need two sudis for them, because, but I'm the balabos, I'm the koich to be magbal that your mokim shvisa is where I'm putting these two sudas. I'm the balabos. And as the Taisus HaRosh says this was given over to the Ov, because since mitzvah's chinuch is on the Ov, so b'meile, v'eim ha'arvin elo dvar mitzvah, so b'meile, he's the one to decide the tchumim of bonov ubitoi haktan. Zuktaisus ma'arbei de b'noi ubitoi haktanim, v'oim erida af, Rabbi Yochanan amoy de hoche de cotton mamish. We heard before Rabbeinu Tam, that Rabbeinu Tam shtel su in hilchis zechiyah, that one is not mezaka yidei bono v'bitei aktanim, no yidei bono v'bitei agdoilim. So there the Rabbeinu Tam said that a cotton means afilo agodol asomach al shulchan aviv. That's also called a cotton, and a godel could be considered a cotton sheni samach al shulchan aviv. So there, in Inyone Ischiye, so we have different guidelines. What is considered rishus ha'ov? So those who are samach al shulchanoi, in Chazal were mesakin that the mitziyoson is laviyem. So it's considered that is called the rishus ha'ov, so they can't be mitzi rishus ha'ov if they're zoiche for someone else. Mashenki, it's someone who's not samach al shulchanoviv, a cotton, that's not samach shulchanoviv, so it's called aitzor rishus ha'ov. That is in Hilchis Chiyah. But over here, since the criteria is totally in the din of chinuch, so the mele here, it's cotton mamish. A cotton mamish, that's mutal alo'ov lechanchoi, so therefore the father decides where his tchum will be the Shabbos, because the chinuch mitzvah is dependent on that. Masha'enkin a godel, there's no more mitzvah lechanchoi, so he has his own das, so he'll decide himself where he wants his makim shvisa to be. That is by b'noi b'te yektan, ayidei avdoi v'shivchosa yaknanim. Bein ledaiton, bein sheloi ledaiton, so the bar says, neshe yodon ki yodoi. So Taisha says, neshe yodon ki yodoi, a'avde v'shiv chosei koi, kedemrin embereish ha'zeirik begitten, yad evet koni le rabbi. So he's completely konui to the odoin. So memele, so he's also not a balabos to decide, it's a different lomdus he's not a balabos to decide where his tchum is going to be. He's meshubit to me. If I want to be in this and this mokim, so I need him to be meshamish me. So memele, he is also not a baldeya to decide where his tchumim is. The odom ma'arev odom b'shvil avde v'shivchose yaknani. Bein ledaiton, bein shaloi ledaiton. Aval einei ma'arev lo yodei avdoi v'shivchosei ha'ivrim v'loi al yedei bnoi u'bitoi ha'gdoilum v'loi al yedei ishtoi elo mi daiton. There you need their das. Tanya idoch, another barayis, lo yarev odom ayedei bnoi u'bitoi ha'gdoilum v'loi ayidei avde v'shivchosei ha'ivrim v'loi ayidei ishtoi elo midai ton ava ma'arabu ayidei avde v'shivchosei ha'knanim ayidei bnoi ubitoi ha'ktanim bein ledaiton bein sheloi ledaiton menei sheyodon ki yodon. So far the barais is repetitious, but now it's mice of something. V'kulon she'irvu, if they made their own erev, ve'irev aleim rabon, and the Odin made his Erev, yoitzin b'shel rabon. So now we go with the Odin's Erev. Chutz min ha'isha, mibnei she'yachayil limchais. But if the Isha made her Erev, so then we don't go with the Odin's Erev, mibnei she'yachayil limchais. So, means because by an isha we said it's only ledaiton. It's not you need ledaiton, so she can be moiche. In fact, the Gemara isha maishno. Why dafke isha? We had other cases which you need daton. Ishtoi bnoi ubite agdoilim avdu shivchosi ivrim. Oma rabe isha v'chol de domilo. Ein achanami. Chutz me'isha means this whole tzettel, what you need daiton. So memele, if they were ma'ariv and v'irav aleihem, so then there's no din of yoitzin b'shel rabon, then to go with the erev. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi al yodim b'shvilam v'irav rabon aleihem l'ruach acheres. Like the Gemara, Isha, Maishno, Mi'eved Ivri, Ubnoi, Ubitei, Hagdoilem. So the Gemara said, no, hold the domilo. Omar, ma'am. Let us see the Bach's Tisa. He gufe kasha. Amret mimnei sheyachayla limchais. You said that what? Why does the Isha not go out with his Erev? Mimnei sheyachayla limchais. Taima demochi. That's that. So that's Tavke if she was moiche. Hos tzome. That's the safe. The safe of the Barais is that's why she doesn't go out with his Erev. Taima demochi. Hos tzome. Nafke b'debailam. If she wasn't moiche, she goes out with the b'debailam. Hoktoni reisha elo midaitom, my love the omri in. So the Gemara asks a stira between the seif and the reisha. The seif and the seifer says that the reason that she's not nigra racha baila because she could be moiche. She has a koyach to be moiche. So vaistois. So she's only not nigra racha baila if she's moiche. And the, so stoma, I say mistoma, she wants like the balabos. And like Kabbalah, and the Reisha says you need ledaitom, you need a positive rotzen from the Isha that she wants like her husband. My elomi daitom, my love, the omriin loy. My elomi daitom, the ashtikel. That they were shaysik. They didn't give a positive answer. They were shaysik. Lafuki heiche the omri loy. That means shtik is also good. By not saying anything, so that is a haskome to his Erev, and she'll go out with his Erev. Lafuki heichid omri loy. Frag de gemore bakulon sheirvu veirv aleihen rabom yoitzim bishol rabom. They go out bishol rabom. Zogt Bach, the stomach. Doesn't say that they were moiche, the stomach. Uktani chutz mine ishe deloy nafki, that a ishe is not nafki mishal rabba. So why says, afilu by stomach, she also doesn't go out. Dumye, to the other cases. It doesn't say that they were moiche. Amarov, no, kivin she ilvo ein lecha michi godl mizeh. Faker, that what they were ma'arev, Ein lochem michi gadol mizeh. That's called amacha. So memele. So it's not upgefragt. So we blive with this teretz. That if is shoska, if it is shoska, so lemaise she goes out bishel baila. If it's not shoska, that means if she made an erev or she was moiche, then she does. Then she's not nigra basa baila. Hostome de ishtiklu hacheres nami loy irva. This was Emes wants to say, it says over here, psachidish, that ishtoi shtike helps. So is there a besondere din of shtike by ishtoi? So he brings a machloikas, but he wants to say, there's a Rashba holds like this, that by Isha Taka it is better than Stama person. And that's for sure. And Isha is not Nigra, she's not Meshubed Labaila. She doesn't have to go where he's Ma'arev. But I assume Mistama she is Niche with the Erev of her husband. Lamai Nafkamine. So Nafkamine is that even though she did not know by day that he made the Erev in Gansen, so by all other people, you need a psyadiyah in order that there should be some type of a rotzain that she's niche with the Erev Ashenarot Gemach. By Ishta, he wants to say, you don't need, even if she found that at night, it'll also be sufficient. That's what the Sfasemis wants to say, and he brings up Sarajba that says like that. So that is the Yisrain of Ishta over another person. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Kamo hu shiurai. What is the shiur of Eruv Yitchumim? Mozen shtei sudais lechol echad ve'echad. The Chiddush Miri is mevayel that there's this, here the lomdus of Eruv Yitchumim is that am koine shvise in this mokim, So each person has to show that he's going to be here for Shabbos. The two suddas which are needed for Shabbos are over here. So that makes that this should be his mokim shvisa. Mizaynay lechoil v'loy leShabbos divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda omer leShabbos v'loy lechoil v'zeh v'zeh miskavnin lehakol. Zot Rashi. Miskavnin lehakol. He says, which sudas do you reckon with? Shtei sudas. There are sudas that a person eats during the week, and there are Shabbos sudas. Now, how do you reckon the shtei sudas? So Rabbi Meir says you reckon with the Wochendike Sudas. Rabbi Yehuda says you reckon with the Shabbos Sudas. And both of them are machav lohokel. So Rashi is it. Rabbi Meir sover b'Shabbos ochel inish tvei. A person eats more mishum the posim tavshile because the food is much tastier. But omri inshi ravcho lipsim eshchiach. That if you have good food, there's more place to, there's a greater base kibble. The psimim creates a ravcha lepsimish some emela, so a person eats more Shabbos. So therefore, you don't cheshben with sudas Shabbos. You cheshben with sudas chel. Rabbi Yehuda sova, kiven the b'Shabbos soyed sholosh sudais, heini oichel harbe b'chol suude. Since you have to eat Shalosh Sudas, so the Taisus Yontov explains, I mean, what should you have to eat Shalosh Sudas? The Shalosh Sudas is pshat is that you eat, every day you eat two Sudas. One by morning and one at night. So, Erev Shabbos, at night he eats one Suda. And by Shabbos he has a Suda Shachris and a Shalosh Sudas. So it's not more sudas than normal. He has two sudas on Shabbos. So, eina eichel, b'rashi retach nishveng dem alav amalke. Eina eichel harbe b'chol sudah. So what should eina eichel harbe b'chol sudah? I mean, it's the same two sudas. So the Taisi Shantav explains, but he eats it earlier. Loimi boy, according to the Rabbi Natam, you have to eat shalosh sudas before the shkia, because, and the filonit, but you eat it earlier. Like this, the sudah used to be later. So since you eat it earlier, so Memela, so he's a Royas Anoilot. He knows he has to eat another Suda, so therefore he doesn't eat so much past in the first Suda, by the Suda Shachar. So Memela, so the Sudas there are smaller. That's how Rashi explains. The Meiri explains as follows. That according to Rabbi Meir, it's a little different. By sudas choil, since a person doesn't have lichton b'choil, he just has his dry piece of bread, so he has nothing what to build up his appetite, so he doesn't eat so much. Shabbos, you have things which makes you have a better appetite, so mamele he eats more pas. And Rabbi Yehuda holds punkfakert. B'Shabbos sovahu b'minei mesike b'chilef minei macholim v'einei oichel elo shir muet shel pas. V'kert, there's so many good things to eat. It's a shot to eat pas. So mamele you eat less pas on Shabbos than during the week. And during the week there's nothing more to eat, only the pas. And Rameyah says that v'kert, but since you have such good things, so you have a larger appetite. It's very unclear to understand what the machloikis is. There's a machloikis between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, nicey safe of an erzel. Let us make a census from the Chedushe Meiri. I think the Chedushe Meiri says v'shneim oimrim lahokel zeh v'zeh miskavnen lahokel. I think the Chedushe Meiri means that fakel, so each person, they're different. It's one as asfar and as asfar. The such a mahalach. Other people eat less pas on Shabbos. According to the Shemir, other people eat less pas on Shabbos because there's so many good things to eat. Other people eat more pas because fakel psumi the good food gives them a larger appetite. So fakert shneim lohokel. So they said each person bazunda he should see where he eats less in Shabbos or Chol, and that's what he should do. V'zeh v'zeh miskavna lohokel. So each person has the alternative. This one has a mensch that eats less on Shabbos. There's a mensch that eats less by Chol. So v'zeh v'zeh miskavna lohokel. I think that's what the Chiddush HaMira means. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika Omer mikiker bepundyen midalet soin besela. Now we have to see the Perish Chai. Let us look at page 166. Before we see Rashi, just let's study picture one, and we'll see Rashi. We have in front of us that there are this in the monetary chalik, there's a sela, there's four dinrim in each sela, and there's six mo in a dinner. So there's 24 mo in a sela. And then there are two pundyonim in a mo. So in a dinner will come out that there'll be 12 pundyonim in a dinner. Will come out, there'll be 48 pudyoinim in a sela. Now, let's look at the measurements of tvue. And there are six kabim in a so. There are six kabim in a so. Now, let us see what the Mishnah says. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika Omer, mikiker bepundyin, if midalet soin besela. When the market price is that you could buy four saw for a sela, so then if you decide mikikir bepundyin, so that is the shear of shtei sudais. That is the shear of shtei sudais. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi kikir halokuach min hanachten bepundyin. Shinimkorim aboim soim arba soim besela. Hashtes al kedaitoch, how big is this kiker? Chatzi kav. This kiker is a half a kav, and that is the shir habi shtei sudis. Now how do we derive this cheshben? Ketza. Vov mois le dinner, the six more to a dinner. Mo shtei pundyoinim. Nimtzo dinner yud beis pundyoinim. So a dinner is 12 pundyoinim. And we said, we said that there's four dinrim to a sela. There's four dinrim to a sela. So nimtza sela memches pundyoinim. So a sela is 48 pundyoinim. Now let's go to the tvua cheshbon. The so bov kabin. Is le dalit soim. So if you have dalit soim, you have chov dalit kab. Arei memches chatzoi kab. So there's 48 chatzi kabin in four so, and there's 48 pundyoinim in a sela. So if you sell four so for a sela, so it'll come out a pundyin can purchase a chatzi kab. So a kiker. That's the picture here. We have the chatzikav, we have the kiker on the bottom of the picture. So a kiker that is made out of a chatzikav, this kiker is purchased for a pundyin, and this is the shear of shtei sudas. Rab Shimon, that is Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika. Rab Shimon Omer, shtei yodois lekiker misholesh lekav. 2/3 of a kiker, if you have three kikrim, and three kikrim, then each kiker is a third of a kav. So 2/3 of a third of a kav, that is the shear of two sudis. Rab Shimon, we have here a picture. So here we have in picture two. That we have here a kav, and you have here three kikris. Each one is a third of a kav. So aleph is, so 2/3 of one kikra, that is the shir shtei sudis. Rab Shimon memayit, so well, let's just make a push at the cheshbin. So it comes out that there are 9 chalokim. That means you divide each kikir into 3 chalokim. So 1/9 of a kav is 1 suda, and 2/9 of a kav is 2 sudas. So that is according, so we have a big difference, Aistis. According to Rab Shimon, it's 2/9 of a kav, and according to Rab Yochanan ben Nuri, it is 1/2 a kav, which is a tremendous difference. Now, so let us see Rashi. Rab Shimon memayit mishir, va'oimar teishe sudas yesh lakav. There are 10 sudas in a kav, v'day la'erev, v'beis yodai shel kikir, shall gimel kikres lekav, that it's sufficient for 2 sudas, 2/9 of a kav. Nimtzeis kikir hashleima, shlishes a kav. 1 kikir is 1/3 of a kav. Obeis yudai seo, havi shtei sudas. And then 2 chalokim, that's 2 sudas, which is 2/9 of a kav. Look the Mishnah weiter. Chetzio lebeis hamnuge vechatzi chetzio lifseil es agvia. Chetzio lebeis hamnuge. Stomehi. This is stam. Vohi kama. Chatzi kiker hashleimo sheshiru bo es aeret. He said, whatever the kiker of shtei sudis is, sheshiru bo es aeret. Ubein lamar, ubein lamar, l'shihiyas, beis hamenuge, the time that it'll take that a person should remain in a beis hamenuge, letame begodim. That is the shi, that means the time it takes to eat one su'ude, that's 1/2 of a kikel, that's roi la'irev trumim, so the time it takes to eat one suda, that is the shear of a person who was in the base of menuge for that amount of time. That's achilas pras, 1/2 a kikker, and so then his begotten become tummy. So Rashi explains like this: Hanichnas tummy miyad. A person enters a base of menuge, so he's tummy right away. Dechsiv vahabo el habayis yitmo. Avol bekibus godim loinem raboy ad sheyisha kedei achila. He has to stay there. Dechsiva oichel babayis shechabis es begodim. But mean the law of Torahs koyanim leshoye kedei suude. The Torahs koyanim says this is pinuel shoye kedei suude. Va'aval pi sheloyachal. He just has to be shoye kedei suude. Vechatzi kiker zu havi kedei achila. So this is a shir achila, this is achila suda. Zogt Rashi, af al gav, del Rab Shimon, le'inyin eirivin, havi bikikir gimel suudois, according to Rab Shimon, in one kikir there are 3 sudas, a suda is 1/9 of a kav, hosam hu de bishir eiriv niskavnu kulon lahokol. So there, by the Shir Erev, they were makel. We say 1/9 of a kav. That is a Shir Sude. Avol Shir Sude, but a Shir Sude, Nalagabi Erev in Kimlo Rabon and Hochi, that it is 1/2 of a kikel. Ubinin Sheyisha Bechdei Achilles Chatzi Kikar Zu. This kikker that you said a third is, 2/3 is 2 sudas, and 1/3 is 1 suda. Abu lagabi, tumas, the beis hamenuge, you need a chatzi kikkerzu. Vahu pras the kulei shas. Al shem sheshiyure beprusa kloima bachatzi kikker. Sachatzi of this kikker, that is the shear for beis hamenuge. Now, chatzi chetzio, and 1/2 of this, 1/4 of a kikir, is livsal es agviya. Ha'oichel oichlim tmeyim, kachatzi pras, a person will eat oichlim tmeyim kachatzi pras, nifsalo gviyosoi milechel betruma. So now, he ate oichlim tmeyim, so he's not permitted now to eat truma. Midrabononu, dein oichel metame odom, so it's not a tuma deraise. The Rabbonan gozru shahoich loy, a person who will eat oichlam tmeim, yiposel betruma ad sheyitvel. till he'll toivel himself. Dach Mirashi is meduyik, what Rashi says in Shabbos, by Psul Gviya, Dach Mirashi says you don't need Herif Shemes. Tvila alone is sufficient on this tumme. That's what Rashi says, Sha'oichla yifso b'tumme atche yitzo. But after Tvila, it's good work. Yomapek basra de yume, hanach le tumme's Gviya, the lab de araisa. Before we see the Gemara, let us see Taisvis. So Taisvis, v'chatzi chetzio lifsel es agviye. So Taisvis, v'hainu shnei beyim. Es is ashir pras, es is loins is dalet beyim. So this is, chatzi chetzio is shnei beyim. Es is one sude is dalet beyim, and this is shnei beyim. Oymer Rabbeinu Tam, the psul gviye gzeres kadmoinim hoysa. This is a gzere kodum. V'loi miyutches davar da oichel oichel rishin va oichel shayni. The yutches davar, it says if a person eats an oichel that's a rishin, an oichel that's a shayni, he becomes tamid. So the Rabbi Netam says this is not this gzere. This is a different gzere. Teida, how do you know that this is a different gzeira? The Beperik Basra, the Yumes, Alke Daite, the Hava, the Yeraisa. The Gemara wanted to say that this din of Psul Gvi is a derais. Uboile Midrashim, Vulois, Sitmu Behem, Sitamu Behem, and it may sembo. Ubiutras Dovos, if it's a deraisa, are you beki? Vim Hoysa, the Yeraisa, if this is the din of Euchlin, Euchl Rishon, Euchl Shaini, im kein Chosalu, so we're missing. We're missing the Yutches Dova. Ba'oi the Loshim Psul Gviya Mashma the Davke Psul Haguf. The Guf is the Nivsal Gufoi Milechel Petrume. That he's not permitted to eat Rume. Ugezeira da Oichel Oichel Rishin Psul Mago. There in the Yutches Dova, The gzeira was if he eats an oichel rishon, oichel sheni, and if he touches trume, he passes trume. So it's two different dinim. Elavadai psul gviya gozru koidem yutres dova harbe. V'loi gozru al magoi sheyi posel. There, this gzeira psul gviya is not a psul mage. Not that if he touches trume, the trume be posel. Ele gufoi mi lechel betrume. This is absurd that he's not permitted to eat trume. His goof is not permitted to eat trume. The gozru, so what was the gzeire? It's a very interesting gzeire. The gozru al tumas pnim oto tumas chutz. What does that mean? Shaharoya oichel trume. Acher shaochu oichlin tmei. A person ate oichlin tmei. And now, right afterwards, he eats trume. Oishosa mashkin tmei. So now he has a meira dike kasha. He has a kasha. In his stomach there's oichlin tmei. And now he's eating trume. And so he's metame the trume. He's metame the trume in his stomach. That's what you know. So memele. So he's going to say, because of Tumas Pnimata, Tumas Chutz, Sheharoya Oichel Trume, Acha Sheochel Oichlin Tmeim, Oisho Samashkin Tmeim, Sova, Shemuta Lige Bohen Gam Bechutz Trume Toire, Kemoyshe Besoich Meyav, Noigim Zeboze. Yeah, so therefore they said that no, if you ate Oichlin Tmeim, you are not permitted to eat Trume. So Taisvis v'davke b'shnei beyim, and the gzeira was davke if he ate two beyim of oichlim tmei. Aval b'kebeya, if he ate only a kebeya, aval pi sheroi l'tamei acherim. Even though a beya, this gzeira maga chutz or to maga pnim l'chere applies by a beya also because a beya is metame. Aval pi sheroi l'tamei acherim legozl. The Evshila Shla Yishoyr Tsas Benashinayim Vachanichim Aymisakal Tsas Bemeyav. So Mamele, if a person will eat only a bey of Oichlam Tmeyim, and someone will clear the Silu Yishishayla, why isn't he Chai if he's Metame Trume? So then they'll think of a terrace. No, only a bey is Metame. And there's not a complete bey Bemeyav. So Mamele, so therefore by a bey, they did not make this Gzeyav. Aber bekiven daf kua miche beye, since they said a beye is there's no psul gviye, because the gzeire pasach nisht, mu ashnei beye. Shehu chatzi yasude de bedei samnuge. Rabbi Yechonin ben Breuke, according to Rabbi Yechonin ben Breuke, the shir will be a beye umachze. Be a beye umachze. Avo, which because according to him, that's the shear of a beis hamnugim. Three. Avo, b'mashkin t'meyim, she'eino mis'aklim, b'nichnas akol b'meyim, le'binin yoysim erabiyis. The din is the psul gviyah is yoysim erabiyis. Avo, b'yut ches dovo, d'ho oichol oichol rishin gozu, afilu b'kebeye. There the gzeira was, afilu yitz akebeye. And then, if he touches Trume, he passes the Trume. For a time, the Kamadi Shabbos, Bishum de Zimnim, the Oichel, Oichlin Tmeim, the Gemara says the reason they were Geyser, the Yud Ches Dover, he might eat an Oichel Tome, and then he'll get a little thirsty, so he'll drink some Trume. So, Memele, so there they said that if a person is Oichel, Oichlin Tmeim, that was in the Yud Ches Dover. So that already is a Psul Maga. Zogt die Gemorre weiter. Ve kamo mozoin shtei suudois. So die Gemorre says, Tarti rifte ich hajoso, zog Rashi rifte ich hajoso, shen noisim ho ichrem imoem lesode, ichrem manhige ishvor. Ravade bar Ave Omar, Tarti rifte nahar papise. It's a different type of bread. Humokim nahar pope. So memele, that's the size of the bread. So it's very unclear over here. We're asking what is the shear? L'rameir l'abihude. So one man the Yomar says, Tati rifta chayosen, Radarama tati rifta nalfa pise. But it would seem, the Bible would seem there's no machlokes between them, Aesis, that the Aesis, this is the shear, and then, and how did we figure out the shear? Because we go, like the poche shebesudis, whatever the poche shebesudis is. So they will tapas aizgibis. Let's go a little further. Omale Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, bar abe, Rabbi Yosef, berei de rabe, Abuch keman tzviralei. How does your father hold? So Zogt Rashi. Abuch keman mahanech tanoi tzviralei be'eret. How does he hold? Kerab Yehude oi kerab Meir. The kaimulon be'eret l'chol odom kedei mezoinoi. Each person, your Messiah, according to him. Vimbo l'shayer ba'atzmoi, if he wants to be Mishayer for himself, ba'ize yishayer b'shabbos oy b'chol, each person can be Mishayer according to his own eating habits. So, vimbo l'shayer ba'atzmoi, ba'ize yishayer b'shabbos oy b'chol. And which sude is he Mishayer like? Look, the Shabbos sude or the chol sude? He says, so he answered him, Kerab Meir. He held like Kerab Meir. Kerab Meir Svirle. So he told him, Anonami Kerab Meir Svirle. Dikrab Yude Kashe, Hoda Omri Inchi, Ravche Lepsi Meshriach. Verkehrt, the world took the verkehrt, Ravche Lepsi Meshriach. Zot Rashi, Dikrab Yude Kashli, Hoda Omri Inchi, Ravche Lepsi Meshriach. Kloima. Hamei'ayin misrabchen lefaneis mokrim ledover hamosik sofaker. So one eats more when there's more tempting food that is being eaten. So memeila, so mestome, the smaller shear is the sudas chayl, not the sudas shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan ben Breuke Omer, that his shear was mekike bepundyin midalet zoyin besela, and we said this came out a quarter of a kav was a sude. Half a kav was two sudes. Zok te gemore tane ukroivim divreyim liyei shove. That the machloikes, Rabbi Yechonin ben Breuke, and Rabbi Shimon, more or less, it's the similar shia. Fragt die Gemara, mi domi? De Rabbi Yochanan, arba sudos ole kab. According to Rabbi Yochanan, there are four sudas in a cup. A suda is a quarter of a cup. De Rabbi Shimon, teisha sudos ole kab. A suda is a ninth of a cup. So memeila, so there's a tremendous difference between these two tanoim. Omar Rab Chizde, say mehen shlish lechen veni. No. When you're purchasing a kikir bepundyen, you have to understand that a third of the price, a third of this chatzikav, you're not getting a chatzikav. You're getting two-thirds of a chatzikav. Because one-third of this chatzikav, which is two sudis, that goes to the chenveni. Same shlish lechenveni. Rabbi Yochanan ben Breuke lehiske chatzikav. Not Rabbi Yochanan ben Breuke holds that the shir is chatzikav. He just told you the shir is what? A kiker bepundyen. How much of a kiker you'll get for a pundyen. Lehiske chatzikav sheshiloch elo bekiker alekuach menachen veni bepundyen. A kiker that is purchased for a pundyen. The chenveni is mistaki, get some profit b'chatzikat. Shelokach bepundyen shlish, he's mistaker a shlish. Umoicher, and he sells beish shlishi chatzikat bepundyen. Let us see picture 3 on page 167. So the aleph is a chatzikat. Shalakeyach achenveni bepundyen. Umayre shlish lasma. If he doesn't, the kikir is not as big as a chatzikav. The kikir is as big as two-thirds of a chatzikav. Two-thirds of a chatzikav. Weiter. Is kechatzikav shiloch abekika lokuch mechemni bepunyin. Vreyachemni mistake bechatzikav shilokich bepunyin shlish. Umoicha beish shlishi chatzikav bepunyin. Bahach shnei shlishim ashmine Rabbi Yochanan deiko shtei sudas. And in the two-thirds of a chatzikav, there are two sudas. Harei bechatzikav. So in a chatzikav, there are three sudas. So in a chatzikav, there are three sudas. So in a kav, there are six sudas. So it comes out that one suda is a sixth of a kav. So now we're getting a little closer. So according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, it is a sixth of a kav. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's an eighth of a kav. Rek the Gemara, a ninth of a kav, I'm sorry. One suda. Fact the Gemara vakati lamar tisha lamar shit. It's still not kraven, because this is a sixth and this is a ninth. Elo ki idach the Rav Chizda. No, there's another Rav Chizda. The Omar tzei mehen marze lechen veni. The chen veni does not take profit. A third of a chatzikav, he takes off a half of a chatzikav. So it comes out, if we look at the second picture, so it comes out, he takes half of it, is his, and the other half, so that is a quarter, so a quarter of a kav is two sudas, so that means an eighth of a kav is one suda. An eighth of a kav is one suda. So now already we're pretty close. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, it is an eighth of a kav, and according to Rabbi Shimon, it is a ninth of a kav. Yeah, some amela. Lebakati lemar tisha lemar tmani, but al kaponim, it's still not the same. This is one asud is 1/9, and here asud is 1/8. And with the Gemara, heine de koma u kreivim divreim liyos shav. It's more or less the same. Frag the Gemara, kashe de Rav Chizde ad Rav Chizde. Frag the Gemara, tastire in Rav Chizde. Here Rav Chizde said that the heavenly takes a third of a chatzika for his profit. Maybe he says he takes a half of a chatzika for his profit. If the balabos gives money for the fuel, he brings his own wood, so then the chenveni only takes a third for profit. If he doesn't bring his own wood, so then he takes a half for profit. Agavulche, the Chedush HaMiri says, the Gemara says, that a person should not take profit more than a sixth. Zok, the Meiri, that is only speaking about if he's just selling peiris without, he wasn't peireyach, miyageya, it was just selling it for a profit, that he should not take more than a sixth. Masha'enkin over here, since the nachtum works in miyageya and peireyach, so here he's permitted to take much more. Tzivi eitzim lefois, einachendini mistaker, eloshlish.